here at the 2017 NACUSO Network Conference with, guess who I ran into?
Yeah,
Jack Antonini.
But I'm actually here.
Who would have thunk?
Exactly.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You know, I've seen more smiling faces at this show than any other show around because it's such a positive vibe. There's like an entrepreneurial spirit here,
that's true.
And that's what I really dig about it. I mean, what's your take on what's going on here?
Well, I mean, I think you hit it right on the head. We try to promote innovation. We try to promote collaboration. Mm-hmm. And we recognize that the best innovation, the best new things that are going to come about when you can collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Any
mm-hmm.
single institution would have a hard time bearing the cost of developing a new mobile app or developing a new payment mechanism or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So by collaborating, we can bring the cost down, we spread the risk, we spread all the cost, and we can get to something that's a new, better solution for members at a much lower cost and much faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff that we try to promote. We do that through the Next Big Idea competition and other
fabulous
things like that, and the recognition of the CUSO of the Year and Credit Union of the Year to recognize those extraordinary kind of collaborations mm-hmm. and innovations. So that's kind of the heartbeat of the conference, if
mm-hmm.
you will. Helping people find potential partners, giving them great networking opportunities, and then some really good, strong, very timely sessions around different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we use advisory groups of people who are from those different industry segments to know what we should cover
mm-hmm.
because they're the ones that are closest to it, so they know what the really timely, hot issues are.
Right, yes.
So we're able to, pretty well cover things, I think, in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, there's a real positive vibe about it. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that are here, and there's a lot of them in the industry. I mean, some that are huge, like you think of Tony Boutel at
mm-hmm.
at Cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's one of the most entrepreneurial guys I know,
mm-hmm.
right? He's innovative. He's always out looking for the new thing. And then we got other people that are bringing in new ideas that are participating in the Next Big Idea competition and stuff. And they have great ideas for the industry.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
And who knows where they'll be 5 years down the road, Then they'll be coming here and they'll be one of the major players and helping bring somebody else up.
That's right.
I mean, what were a couple of the takeaways that you want people to take back to their creations from this conference, other than it's just obviously a great networking event and all that type of stuff? What are some of the takeaways that you want folks to take back to their creations?
Well, the main thing is that the hardest challenge, obviously, is you hear a lot of great ideas when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And take it back, take time, sit down with your staff or whoever it is that you should meet with, and make sure that you spend some time thinking about what do you want to do from what you've learned at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
We all get behind for a week, when we're gone, and then we get back and we're trying to catch up and we got all of our regular duties, and suddenly it's a month later and we haven't even thought about what we learned at the conference,
right?
So I would encourage people, take some time, hour or two, whatever it is, but really sit down, look back at what you learned, what you heard,
mm-hmm.
what one or two things did you find that you think you could do at your credit union that would really make a difference,
mm-hmm.
and then talk to your folks about, is this something we can do?
Right.
Is this something we could implement? Or same thing if you're in a CUSO. I mean, it's the same situation,
mm-hmm.
right? So go back, see if there's a way that you can help your credit unions that you're serving to be able to better serve their members. I think that everybody, I mean, we try to aim it to where everybody can leave with at least one or two nuggets of something that they could use in their organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all heard a lot of neat ideas today from Disney Institute, and they shared a lot of really neat insights, things that like they say, it's kind of common sense,
right.
but they overmanage it and they make sure they really focus on it, and they do it in such a way that as they explain it, it's like, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and you know what, I should probably do that in my organization as well,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll get the kind of results they're talking about. So lots of exciting things I think we heard about today, but there's a lot of new innovation, the new ideas that we heard from the Next Big Idea competition. Some of those folks are still looking for capital,
yeah.
So there's opportunities there for
mm-hmm.
CUSOs or credit unions to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see solutions there that they think might apply for their members, there's opportunities as well.
Right.
So.
It's great exposure for everybody. I mean, especially those folks on stage. I mean, even if they didn't win, it might have piqued somebody's interest and go, hey, let's check this out further. Maybe we can improve upon a few of the things there. So
yeah,
it was really cool. Really cool. So what are your let's give a plug for next year. Mm-hmm. What do you have in store for next year? Or have you guys even started planning it next year?
Yeah, this is always such an overwhelming thing, right? Because we're a small staff, and so pulling this off, I mean, it's like you're working night and day for the couple of months prior to the conference,
mm-hmm.
and a few months before that, you're working pretty long hours just to try to get this ready. So all we've got ready for next year is that it's April 16 to 19. It's going to be at Disneyland in Anaheim, California.
Oh, right up the road from me. Excellent.
Yeah. And the weather is spectacular out there in April.
Usually?
Usually. So, I mean, that should be beautiful. A beautiful venue, which is a great place for people who are visiting to bring their families.
Yeah.
Another neat event to be able to, visit San Diego, visit beautiful places in Southern California. California while you're there. So hopefully people will start planning, thinking ahead, because just like what happened here, I mean, we couldn't accommodate all the people that wanted to register at the end because we were completely out of rooms. Wow. There were no rooms on the Disney properties anywhere, which is pretty phenomenal.
It's a good problem to have for you guys.
It is. But we're hoping next year people will register early, mm-hmm. make sure that they're able to get in, you know, not get in that same situation like we had this year. And then late this summer, we'll start planning in terms of what our theme should be. We'll do surveys and we'll gather all the information from this conference mm-hmm. to see what people want to see next year. Mm-hmm. We usually get a few good ideas, honestly, out of the surveys from the conference. Then we do a survey afterwards to ask people, you know, what did you like? What would you, how could we improve? You know, so that we can learn and then ask ideas about what do you think would be good to do next year. Okay. So we take all of that into consideration. We meet with our conference committee late summer and start planning for next year.
Right on. Last question for you. What's the status with the QSO industry? Because it's, from my perspective or from an outsider's perspective, it seems like it's booming. Is that pretty much a,
that's a pretty
correct assumption?
Assessment.
Or because it just seems like it's like, wow, there's a new one like every week, it seems like.
Yeah, that is true. And if you talk to people like Guy and Brian, you know, from Essex, Lauer and Smith, I mean, they are working on so many different new things. It's actually really exciting. And we see it through the, you know, the new QSOs that we're looking at in the QSO Awards. Mm-hmm. We saw it in all the different ideas that came in through the Next Big Idea competition. Most all of those, I think, except one, were being done through QSOs. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of new QSOs being developed. You know, most of the new solutions, they're better delivered if you do it through a QSO because it allows credit unions to really participate,
right.
not just in the service or product delivery, but, you know, in the actual results of the organization and mm-hmm. kind of help guide and set priorities. Yep. And people recognize it's a great way to be able to start something new.
Exactly.
So I do see a lot of QSOs being started. The other thing we're excited about, we put together this thing with Callahan that's taken us 2 years to get it done, and we're calling it the QSO Analyzer, and it's going to allow people, if you want to look at the different types of QSOs that are out there and the different types of services, mm-hmm. and even talk to them, because the thing that's lacking in the QSO registry, it's a real high level self-selection about what it is that they do, mm-hmm. and we saw there was a lot of errors in there, honestly, when the first one was, you know, done a year ago.
Okay.
They missed quite a few credit unions because, or not credit unions, but QSOs, because QSOs didn't realize if they had subsidiaries that those are, Guy calls them baby QSOs, they're QSOs, right? They're supposed to be registered too. So we got all these into the this QSO analyzer with Callahan's. So it's got 1,106 QSOs in it. And you can look at the different ideas. What are people doing? You might find some ideas there of things that you might want to do with your credit union that are being done, mm-hmm. or ideas of something that maybe you might want to look into or start.
Right.
So we think that that's going to be a pretty cool new tool that's available to just help the industry with better understanding, you know, what's going on and how many QSOs are there and who's doing what and who participates in them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cool. And I from my perspective, again, who wants to know that? But it shows you how healthy the industry, the credit union industry is.
Yes.
I mean, from my perspective, is that what you get too as well?
Yeah, I really do. And you know, we see it like with Linda Bode winning, this recognition for the Leverage Award, right? Mm-hmm. Because she has leveraged QSO so tremendously. I mean, she started out there with one office. She now has got three. She participates in shared branching. She said she has amazing numbers of members from other places coming and using their branches. Mm-hmm. And she did all this with what she saved by using QSOs, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a broad product offering to her 4,600 members. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's 30 million in assets, but she's offering and doing everything because she's able to leverage QSOs to do that.
Yep.
So it's been wonderful. So you see that kind of success and you realize that credit unions don't really have to merge out of existence. There are ways that they can get scale, that they can get products and services that even the big ones have that they don't have right now, mm-hmm. if they leverage a QSO to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these new QSOs being developed are putting together some great services and some great products as well to be able to help credit unions better serve their members.
Fantastic. Great message to end on. Jack, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate the time, man. Always. Good job here, man.